Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. In our study of the New Testament, we now come to the book of 1 Timothy. Paul is writing to the young evangelist Timothy, encouraging him to help the brethren where he's working at. And in 1 Timothy, Paul tells us in one of these passages, and we wish we could find one like it in all books almost, he says very clearly, I write. Why do you write, Paul? I write that you may know how to conduct yourself in the house of the living God. What's 1 Timothy all about? It's all about church conduct. Now, by church conduct, we're not talking about how you behave when you sit in a pew necessarily on Sunday morning. It'll deal with some of those principles, but it's how you conduct yourself as a member of the church of the Lord in your life, in public, and in worship. That's what 1 Timothy is all about. Our church conduct must be this. We've got to conduct ourselves properly in view of the one gospel. 1 Timothy 1, verses 3 and 4. We've got to conduct ourselves properly when we realize the proper scope of public prayer. 1 Timothy chapter 2, men are to pray always. We're to pray in the way God has prescribed in those chapters. When it comes to the relationship to the church and her elders and deacons, 1 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 12. We've got to conduct ourselves properly as gospel preachers, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 following. We've got to conduct ourselves properly in our relationship with others, bondservants, widows, masters. And finally, in chapter 6, we must conduct ourselves properly in our relationship to finances. My friends, church conduct is an important part of the Christian life. Ask yourself this question. As a member of the body of Christ, how am I conducting my life representing the church? We represent the church where we go. Would people look at us and say, those are Christians, they're living the way they ought to? Or would they look at us and say, well, if that's the way people in the Church of Christ live, I don't want anything to do with it. Friend, if that's what they would say, we desperately need to repent, for God wants us to conduct ourselves in a holy way. May God help us to do just that.
This is the gospel of Christ.